Hey, my name is Jason. I'm the producer of It Starts With Attraction. I wanted to let you know that we have a brand new website solely dedicated to working on your pies. Introducing itstartswithattraction.com. You can listen to every episode, learn about the pies, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Go to itstartswithattraction.com. It starts with attraction, one word, itstartswithattraction.com to get signed up today.
When I think back to the people that I've spoken with that have had the biggest impact on my life, which is crazy because if I did not have this podcast, I would never have spoken to any of these people, if we're going to be real. The first person that comes to mind is Dr. David Matsumoto. This episode was done in the first year of the podcast, and I invited him on originally because he is a researcher in micro expressions, and he's done some fascinating research in terms of how even blind people who have never seen other facial expressions still exhibit similar facial expressions to seeing people when they are joyful, when they are scared, when they are angry. So there's something about how we are made and how we are wired that our expressions and our micro expressions show up in our bodies, which is its own fascinating bit of research. But here is what Dr. Matsumoto said that has fundamentally changed how passionate I am about marriages, families, and relationships. He was telling me about how he was contracted by the U.S. government to do work in the Middle East to figure out what needs to happen to end terrorism. What a crazy thing to be asked to do, and what an undertaking of a job. And of all of that research and of all of the work that he and his colleagues did in researching that, here is what he said was the number one thing they found. If we want to end terrorism, it has to start within the home, because it is within the home that we learn to love and we learn to hate. Wow. Powerful. I can't tell you how many times I have restated that in speeches, in team meetings, in conversations with people to really drive home the need, the fundamental necessity to focus on the people in your home and how you love them and how you show them how to love other people. I think to where we are currently in America, especially with an election season coming up, which ironically, there was an election season coming up when we first did this podcast in the first year that it started. But when I think about how there's so much opportunity for hate, and I think about people that I've known, and unfortunately how they've taught their children that people who are on the opposite political spectrum are bad people. And it's just not true. It's just not true. We cannot have homes, families, societies in America or anywhere else in the world where we teach other people to hate someone else just because they have a different belief than we do, or they see the world differently, or they've had different experiences than us, or they look different than us. Hate is not the answer. If we want to end terrorism, if we want to end hate, it starts within the home and how we teach each other how to love. That was my favorite episode, and you never would have thought it. From Dr. David Matsumoto, who has made a fundamental impact on me. Great episode. I highly encourage you to go and listen to the whole thing.